From our point of view, it's obviously a very successful day, we feel. Like you said, those two wickets, as well as the other couple we grabbed, were really important for us. So to go into the day six or so down, it's really good, and it's put us in a good position for a big hour tomorrow to really set this one up. So
A couple of ups and downs there, really. It was nice to firstly get on the board and grab one finally. But at the same time, very frustrating to overstride by a fraction and to miss out there. But that's the way it goes. I don't think I've ever done that before, but it'll be a quick learning curve, I hope. Yeah, well, they've been a big... they've had a big role to fill the whole time, and I think they're really standing up. Each bowled superbly today, I reckon. The best I've seen it come out of his hand in a long time. So, the more that wicket deteriorates and breaks up even more, then obviously they're going to become more important. But the likes of myself, Tim, Corey, Niche are important as well. We've got to come in and build that pressure to really support those spinners. So, I describe that as bleeding away and enticing the edge. And I think I tried to set him up with a couple to come back in and then to push one across. So that's how it worked. Is the wicket turning? I believe so, yes. Yeah, I think the footmarks are very... starting to really rough up now, so anything out of there, it's really starting to hop, so yeah. Yeah, obviously as many as we can, but I think the big focus is on tomorrow. We need four more wickets to really set this up, so if we can concentrate on that, and then there's still five or so or six sessions left in the game, so I guess we'll assess that when we get there. Very significant, I think. They obviously got the experience and the talent up top, and we haven't seen the tail yet, so like you said, if us quicks can step up and put the pressure on them, if we don't get through them, then I believe we've got the spin attack to get through them as well. So that period after lunch was a good hour. It really set up the rest of the afternoon. I guess there was a touch there, or the most we've had to date. So it's exciting that we're slowly starting to get that, and hopefully we can exploit a few weaknesses with it. Yeah, like I said, I'm not sure. It depends on how much time's left in the game, I believe. Like I said, we need to get the wickets to weigh up how much time's left in the game, and then we can go from there. But yeah, at this stage, I'm not sure on a figure. As we can see what the wicket's doing, how it's deteriorating, it's going to be a challenge to score 200 plus with whatever time's left, I believe. So if we can focus on that and then leave them as much time as possible, I guess that's the focus. So come day four, day five, it should be a tricky wicket to bat on.